Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Today, I'm thrilled to be joined by Zuriba Shah, business healer, spiritual provocateur, speaker, author, and mentor. Zuriba's here for those who are done with surface level spirituality and ready to unlock their true magic. She believes that money isn't that the goal, magic is, and when you're anchored in your soul, abundance follows naturally. Here, I'm all stumbly. Get ready for a deep, real and uplifting conversation, Zuriba. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Janine. I'm excited to be here. I had to show, I've just been so excited that yesterday I even bought a Feng Shui mug. because you inspire me so much. I showed you, I don't know if everyone will ever be able to see, it's got snakes and lotuses on it. So I was like, how apt for it today.
For today, yeah. So let's start with the easy question, shall we? I promise it won't be too difficult. What I loved when I was reading your bio, Zuriba, is that you're known as a spiritual provocateur. What does that title mean to you?
I mean, I've had so many different iterations of my bio, but it's partly because I don't see things in the way that the masses do. Even, some of the most popular books, I just think that's not how it works. And I always feel like, it's become so overcomplicated, and people, I'll give you an example. People talk about listening to their gut and then they call themselves heart-centered. And years ago, I remember thinking, but your heart isn't in your gut, and then people would like give me a funny look and think, she doesn't understand. So I've had that a lot in my life, even in school for different topics, but it's that thing of she doesn't understand. And I'd be thinking, I'm pretty certain I do. Biology, heart is not in your belly. So something like that. So when I talk about being heart-centered, I actually mean heart chakra, heart-centered. And the gut is something else. So from a chakra perspective, we know that the kind of two belly chakras are kind of your mind and your emotions, but they're not your heart. Your heart is where your heart is. So it's like that. It pokes people sometimes because it's almost shaking the ground that we've all been automatically following because the masses are. So, and it's not being contrary or provocative for the sake of it. It really is like I just see things in a very different and simple way. I think we've overcomplicated it.
I think obviously I'm spiritual, Feng Shui, Chinese astrology, everything intuitive. And when I use the word I found on you is provocateur, it's that you just don't just sit there and listen and not say what you think. Not say that they're wrong, but it's like, this is how I see it. And I'm open to the universe teaching me everything. I think it's really important. So let me ask you another one. How did your journey into business healing and soul-led mentorship begin? Where was that from?
I mean, it really started in my childhood. I used to see spirit as a kid. I mean, I thought it was perfectly normal. So it wasn't something that was hidden or a secret. I was known as a girl with magic hands in my family, which really, we didn't have a word for healing. But if somebody had a headache or backache or, something, it would be, oh, come and put your hands here, and obviously I used that in my teenage years to my advantage later on.
Example.
No, we won't talk about that, but it was a great chat up line that I could, prompt conversations with. But I used to have, I was one of those geeky kids, that would kind of, I felt like there was always more. I used to be so excited to tell people there was more, like you can see the house, you can see the garden, but there's more, there's another world. And I used to be so excited by it. And I used to often be in that world. And I used to have visions then about teaching about, I used to see myself like teaching about love. And I didn't even know what it meant, when I was 5, 6 years old. But given that I'd now ended up talking about money many years after being 4 years old, and money and love are the same like different sides of the same coin. It's the energy of love manifest into matter is money. And I kind of stumbled across it, and I did, you know, some very normal things, going to uni and bunking off uni a lot, you know, and having conversations in the pub about life and people. And because it was in the days when you could afford to bunk off and be a bit of a philosopher, you know, and capture that part of your magic. And then I kind of ended up in work, in employment, and just knew I had to get out personally, because I wanted to do something with the visions that I'd had. And you know, there was quite a lot of years in between, and I did an MBA. I don't know why, but I kind of stepped into it and kind of fell into business. And I started on the well-trodden spiritual path, you know, doing healing workshops, spiritual guides, and all those type of things. But I just felt like people were getting high in the workshop and enjoying it, but they weren't changing their life. And that was what I was really like hungry
That's
to help people with.
that is super interesting that you say that. That is super interesting because a lot of people go and they come out and they're feeling yeah. And then within a week they have
Yeah.
activated.
Sometimes within the by the time you're driving home, even, you know, and for me it was that thing of how do you change your life? How do you sustain it and live in that high? And we're always going to have stuff that happens in life. You know, we're never going to have such a charm life that nothing ever rocks our world or changes it. You know, there's just things that are destined to happen, and part of the journey. But it's how you maintain that sense of connection when you're not sat in meditation, when you're not in a spiritual workshop or program or whatever it is, retreat, you know, how do you live that life 24/7 and be that more, be the inspiration? And that's what got me into business, which then took me into money, because I realized in business, people would come up to me and go, "What's my purpose? I want to be in business." And it was such a funny question, because I'd be thinking, well, it's a
I
bit like early on when people would say to me, is he or she the one? And I'd always say, well, if you have to ask, no.
don't know. Absolutely. I love
And
it when clients come to me and say, could you do his chart?
yeah.
And see. And it is quite a good thing to do, don't get me wrong, but there's good and bad in everything. But I
Yeah.
think the connection that you have with someone when you first meet them, okay, let's not talk red flags or anything, but the
Yeah.
actual energy between the two of you that goes on, if you know, I suppose you and I know it really well, and some people can't actually see it, makes so much difference in your life. I'm just gonna say, I've been watching you on Facebook doing your travel here and there, and the way you see life is what a lot of people miss on the simplistic side. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to just go back a little bit because, having been brought up in a world where I had to hide my intuition, sounds like you didn't have that.
Wasn't that I mean, I grew up in the 70s, you know, I'm going to give my age away, but no, it was the 70s, and it was, you know, children were seen and not heard. So I think I was quite left alone to play in my world, you know, like there was a hydrangea where we used to live in one part of London. There was a hydrangea tree outside our front, like a bush. My look, and but it was quite stalky at the bottom bit. So that was my cave that I'd be in, or in my bedroom. And you know, like as long as I wasn't annoying my mum too much in the kitchen and taking out hot pots and pans to play with, you know, it was like you were left to your own devices. But of course, with an Indian heritage, there was a lot of spirituality. You know, there was a lot of the Eastern spirituality, at least, you know, so the at Diwali, for example, you know, bringing in like doing rituals and things like that. So it was really a big part of my kind of existence. So it was just, yeah, I was left to it. I mean, obviously, when I moved into what my mum calls kind of like the Western spirituality, she was a bit confused about why not this, but it's really about merging the two, because like you said earlier about, you know, even in relationships, there's good and bad. I mean, nothing, we live in a, you know, world of duality. We have night and day. Nothing is ever going to be perfect, and it's not designed to be perfect. But I always felt at the beginning, especially when I started my money work, about bridging those two worlds, because there's illusion in everything, you know, and there's magic in everything.
I know, so I'm going to jump in with a question here.
Yeah.
Obviously, checked your bio and everything else. It says, you say magic is the goal, not money, which I think is pretty powerful, actually, because I use the word abundance for everything.
Yeah.
One of my favorite words is magic, obviously. But can you explain what how you mean that?
I think so. When I kind of shifted from just doing like kind of business mentoring and coaching and started to really focus on money. I mean, if anybody had said to me, you're going to talk about money, I was from the old school of money is evil and it's man-made. And we're going to, I almost used to believe at one point that we'd have a world without money. I mean, like imagine going into Tesco's or whichever grocery supermarket is yours and saying, I'm going to get this trolley full of food and I'll pay you in love. That was the kind of spiritual mentality of the late 80s and 90s. I would have run a mile if anybody said it, but it kind of, I saw that people were saying they couldn't, because I've always seen energy around people and thought, that's why are they not doing that? That's what they'd be good at. And then there, when I would talk to them, it would be about money. So, and even a lot of money work at the moment has made money the central point. Like it's everything else emit, like money's in the center and everything else works around it. Whereas I'm about putting your purpose and your value in the middle, and money is the byproduct of it. And the fact that money doesn't make us less or more spiritual, having it or not having it doesn't change our magic. And if we can focus on the magic, everything else flows from it. And if you think about the explosion of The Secret, which I have, big challenge with, it was good in the fact that it made the law of attraction more well known, but
Accessible, yeah.
it's limited in how it's been understood and how it's been taught, is that people want that magic. People want to believe in manifesting, and doing journaling and doing all this inner work, but we don't. And one of the things I've been doing for a lot of recent years is talking about why it might not be working for you, because
Oh, we need to hold that moment. Hold that moment. I have a question on that one.
Oh, okay, I will.
We're just going to go over to our sponsors. So hold on, listeners. We'll be back very shortly. See you on the other side.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. So going back to that, come on, explain it. So the secret has it doesn't go advanced enough, but do you not
I don't
think
know if
we
it's
can focus?
advanced. I think it's kind of, it's almost like it's a tiny thing of the law of attraction, and it's kind of blown up. Like the idea that all you have to do is a gratitude journal, and then when it doesn't work for you, when you've been doing it meticulously for, 6 months, every day you've been grateful. And I believe in thank you, not in gratitude. I think gratitude is a thing. I think thank you goes out in the world. People don't understand why it doesn't work, and I think it actually slips people more into there's obviously something really wrong with me, and the the question that we need to ask ourselves more than what's wrong with me, or or if you're a coach or somebody helping people transform their lives, not asking them, well, what's wrong with you, is what's right with you. I think it's a shift of shifting our frequency comes from a different place. But why that, and why I've been talking about, say, inner work not working, is because sometimes we're too generic. We're Most of the world has got an aspect of fearing their worth and fearing that they're good enough, but that doesn't mean that our solutions are all the same. So we can't just be generic about it because it manifests in different ways. And you'll know that from astrology. We can all be born on the same day, but the planets are all doing completely different things.
I know, and I think people get lost in manifesting. Obviously, I use feng shui and Chinese astrology, and I brought someone on my show, and I didn't actually know something about feng shui, and she taught me it. And I was like, right, I'm going to find it out. And I had a business that I was selling, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so I've worked out the feng shui back to when the house was done. It was amazing. So I had to move a water feature that was in a really specific area, and I needed something to change. And I thought, okay, I'll do it. But my mind was, as I put two water features on, was like, this is going to happen. And I'm very strong manifester, as in
Yeah.
what I know is when I feel it will happen. Yeah. Within 20 minutes of changing the water feature to the position that the house should have it in, not the year, magic just happened. It just happened. Now, I totally believe in that I can do anything I want to. I really do believe that.
Yeah.
But I will persist in something that isn't working until I think, you know what, the universe is throwing that in front of me enough times. Enough. Stop it. And as soon as I stop it, a huge
Things
opportunity
shift.
arrives. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think we're all, I think it's a kind of global human thing, is we almost feel like I've got to make this work because I've been doing it for so long, or because everybody else says it works. And we don't really know, especially because of social media, we don't really know what, unless you've got really amazing discernment. And if you're doing quick fast scrolling, it's easy to think, oh, they've got it sussed. Well, why is that working for them? Oh, that affirmation made them this, or helped them manifest this. Maybe I should use that one. How do you know it's right for you? So one of the things I get like people to do, I will give people affirmations in some of my kind of over the years, but I get them to say it and I listen with my eyes closed, and I know,
It doesn't
and they
happen.
will not often know, or I will definitely know from just listening that that isn't right. You need to shift the words, or it needs to be something different, or completely scrap that. Which is why I'm really not into this kind of generic thing. The issues might appear to be the same, but we are unique, and there needs we need to celebrate that. We need to honor that, and not be afraid to face our own demons and not hide behind somebody else's version of life.
It's interesting. One of the questions I wrote when I was thinking about you, many of our listeners are spirituality curious, shall we say, but can become overwhelmed. Yeah. So, what's the first step to walking a soul journey without getting lost in the fluff? Now, that's a hard question, and I haven't put it.
You know what, meditation. And I would say, like, this is a, I'll share a quick story about my journey in meditation. So I was doing it from when I was a kid without naming it. First thing I ever did was join a meditation circle, and it was really quite funny sitting in like this very posh place in Maida Vale in London, and then the lights get turned off, and I'm like in my early 20s thinking, oh my God, what am I doing here? Feeling really self-conscious. But loved it until it came around to sharing, and I was like, I don't know what to say. Meditation was just, it is a doorway and a gateway. But then what happened is somewhere, quite a few years later, I decided that was beginner stuff and I could teach it but not do it. And then I realized very quickly what a plonker I was being, like, oh, it's meditation. And yes, there are many, many different types of meditation out there, but I'm talking just about the meditation of connection. So being able, something really simple, I would say to people who are listening, thinking, yeah, I want to simplify how I do this because there's so much out there and I don't know where to start. And then we get overwhelmed and give up and realize it's been weeks and we haven't done anything, is give yourself a break and just like close your eyes and set your timer on your phone or something for like start with 3 minutes and just sit there breathing into your heart space and nothing. There doesn't have to be anything else. Just start from there because then you're connecting to your heart space, which is the seat of our soul, and you're building, it's building that muscle. And then on the times you don't do it or periods that you don't do it, just don't tell yourself off. Observe, what was it? Were you really busy? Did you forget to put the time in your diary? I still to this day have to put time in my diary when I'm specific meditations I might be working with. Resistance can come in, all sorts, excuse, a gazillion bazillion excuses I can make, just like anybody else. So I diary that time in for me. And I think we often leave ourselves to an afterthought. We leave ourselves to when I've finished everything else in the house, and done the house, done the cleaning, and then it's 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night. You go to your bedroom, you meditate, you fall asleep, and think, oh, that was a really deep meditation. And 99% of the time, you just fell asleep. So it's.
That is so funny you should say that, right? Because I have trouble meditating. I'm not OCD, but I'm always doing things. My listeners know I'm really into street cats, helping them. I'm into my business, feng shui. I'm at the moment working on an amazing house in Virginia. I can't wait to make their magic happen. So I can't find time in my day, which is really, but I wake up quite early. So what I've got into the habit of, which is unfortunate for my cats, they're thinking, is she ever going to get up? I will just sit, lay there for just maybe 2 or 3, 4 minutes ahead, think of what's going to happen to the day, and think what I want to happen in the day. And but I also do some most days a thank you for what happened the day before, because what I've not like not a gratitude diary or that, just say, yeah, well, that was exactly what I want, thanks for that, but this is what I want. And one of the things that I've learned is that people say, do you just ask? And I'm like, 100%, well, don't you feel bad that you're asking for things? And I'm like, no. And this guilt about answering, can you actually, do you understand why people feel guilty about it?
It's a tricky one, isn't it? I think we're in a world where we have to accept our lot, like almost like don't get above your station, don't, and all that sort of thing. Don't be a tall poppy, don't ask for help. You've got to show how tough you are and how resilient you are, and you can do it all yourself. So we're not used to asking. So what you've just shared is a beautiful and wonderful thing to do, like just it's like a little wish list of, oh, in the morning saying, well, actually, I'd really quite like this to happen and that to happen. And then you.
If you could see her viewers or listeners, so you'd see if you act in the part, this shouldn't be a recording, it should be actually seeing you, but yeah.
Is that, and I love doing things like that because it's exciting. And if you go back to when we were all kids, we didn't mind asking or wishing or wanting. And I mean, obviously, there's an extreme end of it when we get so obsessed and disappointed when it comes not like how we might have wanted it, and we're demanding it and getting entitled about it, because things can come in different ways. And in, energy doesn't move in a logical sequence. It doesn't move just because I vision something to be that way. It doesn't mean it's going to come that way. It can come through very strange, small steps, big leaps. Who knows? And none of it is right or, more right than the other bit. It is how energy wants to move.
I
But I
think
think it is that.
yeah, I
And I
think
think
yeah.
we don't want to be too much. And there is a, I used to call it like spiritual goody two shoes thing going on, because I went through that thinking, oh, when I was going through like really, when I first started my business, when I went from employment to business, I just basically stopped earning because it was a bit like, how can I charge? What am I going to do? And all this stuff that I didn't know that existed came up. And it was like obviously my training ground for the money work, but I didn't know at the time. So I used to kind of try and be really stoic and pretend that I didn't mind, because then maybe the universe will pick me because I'm being so good in my struggle. Look, I don't mind. And it's that thing of it's nonsense, but there is that side of it, if I and I just think you don't need to be a spiritual goody two shoes. We are allowed to be peed off. We're allowed to be annoyed, we're allowed to be excited, we're allowed to be all those things, and then we can move back into our heart space. We don't have to stay in the emotion. And we are allowed to write.
I love your Miss Goody Two Shoes. And this one here, you're known for challenging the back of a fag packet approach to spirituality. So you use really big cliches in the myths in your industry, don't you? You know, you're challenging it on ways that people can laugh at it, but think, what is she talking about? So I love that, back of the fag packet.
I think, because I think also there's a confusion between the personal development world. I kind of see a difference between personal development and spiritual development. Personal development, it's like we can work on our personality, but that isn't our soul. So we and our soul is a journey, it's a journey to our soul and to that connection, and that opens up a whole new vista for us. So that I think that sometimes it just turns into this, oh, just do that, that'll work. And then when it doesn't, it's back to that thing of where if you're the recipient of that kind of advice, you're left feeling confused about yourself. And I think that there's so much confusion for people, and so much feeling of I don't know why I can't get it to work, because it is almost like I've just made it up, and it is that, back of a fag packet thing, which is a very English saying, of course.
Okay. Well, it's interesting because obviously being brought up as an intuitive, all the things feng shui, Chinese astrology and everything. But I'm not a reader, but I'm a listener of podcasts. And a lot of people, when I listen to them, they say people expect it to happen straight away. And I see it like a bit of a muscle that you need to keep using. And when you keep using it, things start to come quicker. So the more you start to, and I'm going to use the word believe, and start really, wishing, manifesting, or whatever word you want to do it, things start to happen because you're repetitively doing it, and the universe is saying, oh, she's saying something, we better go and listen, because she keeps saying the same thing, and if we don't stop it, she's going to keep on doing it. So I think that's
I think things do speed up, but I also my caveat to that is but the point of existence isn't for things to speed up, because energy, like it takes 9 months to cook a baby inside a woman, so and we can't at 3 months take it out just to check, and all, it's that kind of there is a journey of creation, and some things can take a lot longer. Not because of you, and that's what we've got to stop taking things so personally. Sometimes it is just the process of creation. And for some of us who are, highly visionary or having a period of being highly visionary, we can see something that could be in our timeline, that is possible. And that this is very me. And then I want to get to the end, but there's a journey, because it's who we become on that journey. And I think that we do live, and I often kind of say it's like that MTV generation. I want it now. I want it now. I want it now. And it doesn't always have to be now. And it's about the journey, not the outcome. It's about the more our frequency changes, the more we change the world. That is part of our service.
I think that you hit it on the nail when I said, use the muscle and it'll come quicker. What I meant in layman's terms more is the fact that the more we ask, the more we are more definite about what we want, more the universe understands what we're saying. Anyway, hold on a minute. I can't wait to get back to the next bit. So we're just about to hear from our sponsors, and we'll see you on the other side.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena-sensitive care pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena-sensitive care pads with the skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Back, we're back. So we're going to talk about what you can offer our listeners, but one of the things that I was thinking about, what are the biggest blocks people have around money and receiving abundance?
I mean, I think we've touched on one of the things where I think people are looking for generic solutions. You know, wanting to kind of, and it's a tricky one, because if you're feeling struggled by money, if that's the right way of saying it,
you're
fearful of actually spending money. You know, you can get into that kind of rut about, you know, like we've all probably experienced it, where you start to shrink and start to think, oh, I don't need a haircut at the moment, I'll wait, it's okay, you know. And we start to kind of allow ourselves to shrink, so we've got to stop that.
Yeah.
But it's also the fact that we, you know, one of my latest things at the moment is I think that people believe money is the answer to all their problems and solutions, and it isn't,
yeah.
You know, and it's back to that bit of, you know, are you putting money at the center of everything and everything else flows from that? Are you looking to, and, you know, look at things like, who are you looking at on the internet and social media? Are you seeing people who are talking about money because they've had big launches and big, you know, whatever incomes, and you're thinking that they're better than you? You know, look at that part of your relationship with money, and the fact that I think people have tied their worth, which is an energy that is consistent, and of course it can expand as well, but they've tied it to money. So if money's flowing in, I'm worthy. If it's not, I'm not. We've put these kind of impossible burdens on money, which I think are the things that in this next kind of phase of, we're in a year nine, as you
yes, year nine.
So we're in a kind of a completion, new and a new kind of wave of energy coming in, even though it all feels quite familiar at the moment, not so great. Is, I think that in my kind of what's emerging is to break that chain of money is a byproduct. It's a tool for our spiritual journey. It isn't our spiritual journey, and it's like a shift that doesn't seem big, but it's huge, you know. And, you know, a 0.01% tilt of the planet would make a massive difference, you know. So that's how energy works.
I think the fact that the younger generation, the older generation, because there's so many influences and different things go out there, that they actually believe, you know, the hype of what these people are, but don't actually see them in their real life. I mean, I always remember watching Friends. Well, I don't know how many times I've watched Friends, actually, but Matthew in there, and yet he was so funny, but in his real life he was so depressed and all that sort of thing, and money never made him happy. But we'll leave that behind. So what I wanted to ask you, and this is how do you personally use your intuition in business?
So it's that nudge that you get to create something, to not do something. At the moment, you know, I mean, it's I meditate daily, you know, to get my guidance. Sometimes it's not my guidance I'm getting, it's just my own thoughts, whatever.
Yeah, it's hard to know sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, so you learn, because you realize, like you say, you know, you start going down this road and then you realize, well, why is every door shutting, or why am I not enjoying this, why am I not getting, like, what, you know? So it's not about always, you know, it's not about getting it right or wrong. It's about following a path and then realizing, right, I realized what I did, because I was, you know, the equivalent of, I was got a feeling to go left, but I decided to go right. Like when I'm driving, it happens a lot where I'm thinking, don't go that way. And then before I know it, I'm going that way and I'm stuck in a traffic jam. And
yeah,
I'm like,
that's so true.
You know, so it comes in that way. I use it obviously with my clients, you know, to
yeah,
help.
Yeah, let's get here.
Yeah.
What, how, not what do you do? What do you offer clients? Because I mean, I've followed you for a while, got to know you, and well, I'm just amazed about how amazing your life is and what you can do for others. So for our listeners, can you just explain what you do, how they can help you?
So I do a lot of money work, obviously. I do a lot of money and business work, but I work a lot with archetypes. So I work with 12 archetypes, which actually, like from an astrology perspective, they even go above astrology. They kind of have a link to it. So it's about really knowing yourself, knowing who you are, why you are. And like, I'm really, one of my biggest things is I love getting people to face their fears in a way that helps them to move beyond them, because I think we all live so coweringly and safely and risk averse in life because of our fears, and we've normalized it so much. But in terms of money, I do a very kind of specific money program. I've got my wealth club, you know, I do mentoring. It's just, yeah, and retreats are in the horizon at some point.
Well, put my name down for a retreat, as long as there's no daddy long legs out there.
No, I don't. They're out early. I've seen one in the house already. They're normally September, but they're out early.
So you're looking to go into running some retreats?
Yeah, I've done retreats before and then I stopped. But I kind of feel that coming back, because I think the deep work is what we're all after. I've got this kind of feeling that, you know, I love one-to-one work, but I kind of feel like, mixed in with this idea of I want it now and I want it, you know, da, 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 going into that depth that can occur when you're, you know, together for 2, 3, 4, 5 days,
yeah,
is incredible, in terms of being able to shift and change and anchor and really sit in the energy. But I have a like one of my, I've had members clubs for over the years, and about a year ago, or at the beginning of this year, it might have been. Time is a funny thing, isn't it? You can never really remember where we are. I still sometimes write 2024, and sometimes I write 2026, and we're in 2025.
I know, because I'm working a year ahead already. I'm already.
Yeah, you're already in 2026.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it can get confusing. But I've got like a wealth club where there's a meditation, money meditation, money affirmation, and a journaling prompt that people work with, and then we have a theme for the whole quarter where we meet and go through, like, you know, work together on things, because I'm also on the same journey, you know. I'm not sitting here from on a pedestal saying I've got nothing to learn, that's why I'm teaching, you know.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
So much that I get to face, and this year has definitely been a year of, you know, facing some of my illusions and thinking, oh, well, I've been doing that for a few years and that is an illusion, you know. So, and that's part of the journey, you know. It's as Louise Hay said, like peeling layers of an onion. And as you get closer to the core, we get more stubborn, because that means that they've been stuck there for so long.
I know. Anyway, just give me your socials on here. Where can people find you?
So I am on Facebook. If you search for me, Sarupa Shah, I don't actually know what they are on their own. I don't know the URLs.
I'll put them. I'll make sure.
I'm terrible like that.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, I'm a lot on Facebook. That's one of my kind of favourite places to be. And I'm often, you'll find me on LinkedIn as well. I came off Insta. It just gets to the point where I can't do it anymore, but I might be back there. But if you put the links in, you can find me, you can DM me. I'm very, you know, like, I love conversations with people, and yeah.
I just need to say, listeners, you are so easy to.
Yeah, and my website as well. So I've got the soulagency.com and the soulagentblog.com as well. So.
Sarupa, thank you for bringing you such fierce truth, radiant clarity and spiritual depth to our audience today. You've reminded us that money isn't the goal, it's the magic that makes it all flow, and truly is something to be grateful for. So thank you, Sarupa.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.